This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. There's something wrong with Generation Y. Not every member of Generation Y, but today's youth, they have these bizarre, twisted expectations, like they don't want to work, but they all think they should be billionaires by the time they're 30. When you try to hire Generation Y people, they don't have the patience to even go through a computer skills test. They start pouting and complaining and cursing. I've seen this personally. These Gen Y people, oh man. And this is universally recognized across the UK and the US and Canada and all around the world. These Gen Y children, I don't know, they grew up on their mobile phones. They don't have any skills in the real world. I mean, they have no skills. I mean, none. Like, they don't even know, like, how to throw a baseball. You know, they've never played catch. They've never played kickball. I mean, they've never done anything with their hands. You know, again, there are exceptions to this. I mean, I know there are young people who are in the Boy Scouts or homeschooled kids or kids that grow up in the country, grow up on a ranch, and they do stuff with their hands. I mean, they take care of animals, you know. But most kids in the suburbs and the cities today, they don't do anything. Their parents are afraid to give them chores. Like, these kids think that they shouldn't have to do anything. Not even take out the trash. Not even do their own laundry. Not even load the dishwasher. Not even sweep the floor. Clean the toilet. Nothing. These hyper-privileged, protected, pampered children, they grow up thinking that the world owes them everything and that they shouldn't ever have to work. They literally believe this, and their parents, of course, are to blame in large part because their parents are afraid to discipline them. Parents want to be best friends and pals with their kids instead of parental figures whose job is to raise children who can adapt and socially survive in the real world and learn some skills and have a job and get along with society and so on. That's the job of a parent, is to help your child become an adult that can navigate society. But today's parents think, no, they're supposed to be pals. And so they pamper their children and they do everything for them. They make them all their food. I mean, when I was a kid, I mean, I was doing my own laundry, you know, in the fifth grade and on. I was making sandwiches and food and you know, doing basic cooking and preparing meals and so on when I was, you know, 12. I was handling my own money and checking account when I was, I don't know, 15, 14. I was driving, you know, as soon as I turned 16. I got a job delivering pizza. I actually delivered pizza. Yeah, I did that. I used my car. I delivered pizza. I made tips. You know, I worked. I earned money. I did something useful in the real world. Unlike today's kids who are just completely pampered and protected and told that they don't have to do anything because mommy and daddy are going to give it to you. And then, of course, once they become adults, government's going to give you everything. These Generation Y kids, they literally don't expect to have to work from the bottom up on in any organization. They all think they're going to be billionaires. They all think that results come without effort, because that's what society has taught them from their schools, which have participation awards for everything. All you got to do is show up. Oh, we shouldn't judge people by their winners and losers. This is the liberal teachers teaching everyone to be losers out of fear of naming some winners, you see. So all these Gen Y, well, not 100%, but the vast majority, are taught to be losers. You're not supposed to keep score, they're taught. You're not supposed to achieve anything. You're not supposed to earn anything. Everything should just be given to you. So we have this workforce coming up that doesn't know how to work. They don't know how to change a flat tire. I've even said that if they didn't have pencil sharpeners, they wouldn't know how to sharpen a pencil. Not that they even use pencils, and most of them can't even write with their hands. I certainly wouldn't know how to use a typewriter or a vinyl record player, or even a cassette tape player for that matter, and don't even get into 8-track. These kids today, they don't know how to start a fire at a campsite. They don't know how to change the oil on a car, even when they're teenagers. It's shameful. And they are functionally illiterate in the real world. Oh, but they're experts at Snapchat. And they're experts at getting likes. And they're experts at taking selfies. Because that's all they do. All they do is sit around and try to get as many likes as possible. They've become highly adept at social manipulation and completely useless at real-world skills. And when you hire these kids, if you hire them, mostly we can't. We're constantly hiring people for our operation. And we see a lot of these Gen Y kids come through. They are illiterate. They can't do math. They can't type. They don't know how to use a spreadsheet like Microsoft Excel. They don't know how to use Word. They're horrible. They literally have no skills. And yeah, they graduated from high school. Some of them have a couple years of college and they still know nothing. It's just outrageous. And of course, most of them are leftists because if you're illiterate and you don't know anything and you don't have any skills, you're going to be a leftist. You know, to have libertarian or conservative principles, you actually have to have a brain. You have to think. You have to be a critical thinker. You have to analyze things. You have to learn history. You have to be able to understand cause and effect. Things like that. But these Gen Y youth, they are as close to human zombies as you can possibly imagine. I mean, these people are practically useless to society. And it begs the question, what is society going to do with these kids? What really is the plan? You can't give them jobs because they can't do anything. Are they just going to be the welfare class of the future? Their only job is to eat junk food bought on food stamps and, vote for Democrats? That's it? That's their only usefulness? Boy, that's one hell of a future for our country and for our society. You know, that's far from the ideal, which should be to educate children to think for themselves, to raise children to be self-responsible adults, to have people who can participate in society, who can promote innovation and creativity, problem resolution, you know, people who can contribute skills and ideas. But these kids, they're going to be replaced by robots in 15 years or less. They literally have nothing to offer society. They are just blind, stupid consumers. Oh, and of course, experts at social media. That's it. They've got nothing to offer. And it makes me wonder. I mean, these parents, you know, these helicopter parents, always hovering around their children, but not teaching them anything useful. You know, I got to say, one of the best gifts that my parents gave me was to leave me the hell alone when I was young and growing up and doing things like building tree houses and writing music and starting businesses, which I did in my teens, and doing interesting things. And they gave me the space to be a young adult and to make mistakes, but also find successes. They didn't hover over me constantly. They let me make my own meals. They let me do my own laundry. And well, they required me to do my own laundry. It's one of the greatest gifts my parents gave me. It was for me to take responsibility for my own life. Again, I ran my own checking account when I was 14 or 15, responsible for my own money. They gave me a small allowance, very small. I think it was like $5 a week, something like that. And for the rest of it, I had to earn the money. I mowed lawns. I delivered pizza, like I mentioned. I did odd projects for people, you know, neighbors and relatives who needed you know, tree trimming and just physical work. And I did the work. And that helped contribute to the person I am today, a person who's a very hard worker, very self-driven, take responsibility for my actions. I get things done. I'm efficient in my work, all these things. How do you think you get there? If I had had a protected childhood where everything was given to me, do you think I could be the health ranger today? Do you think I could be the publisher of hundreds of websites? Do you think I could be launching a massive multi-million dollar video project, an alternative to YouTube? It's called Real.Video. Do you think I could have a multi-million dollar certified organic food manufacturing operation with, I don't know how many tens of thousands of happy customers all over the world? Do you think I could be the founder of a laboratory that does world-class analytical mass spec, elemental analysis, and pesticide analysis using the most advanced instrument of our day? Do you think I could do any of that if my parents had just given me everything? No way. And yet these Gen Y children, they think they deserve all the successes that I just mentioned, which are not, frankly, really successes. They're just evidence of hard work. But these young people think they deserve all that stuff, and they deserve to all be rich, and they deserve to all have big, successful things in their lives without having to earn it. And that's the crux of this. These young people, you know, we used to say millennials, but it's more Gen Y, they don't think they should have to earn anything. They think everything should be given to them. Well, I got news for them. You might live in a society in the short term where people just give you free stuff without effort, but long term, that never lasts. Long term, if you don't earn it, you don't get it. You get what you deserve, basically. And most of these Gen Y kids don't deserve anything. They've got no skills. They've got no critical thinking. They've got no knowledge. They've got no work ethic. They've got nothing to offer society, and their parents largely made them that way by protecting them from the world that they're going to have to participate in sooner or later. You know, you can protect kids, but you can't delete the real world. They're going to have to enter that world sooner or later. So you might as well prepare them for it. I'm not a parent, so I'm sure there's a lot I would need to learn about parenting were I to ever take on such a task. But if I were a parent, I'd be working to help my kids become capable, not to become protected cry-bully snowflakes. Kids need to be challenged, and they need to be corrected. And they need to know how to make it in a very difficult competitive world where kids who grow up who think that everything's going to be given to them are actually being crippled by their parents and crippled by their teachers and crippled by society. It's a form of child abuse to raise an overprotected child. And that's what we have across society today. That's why the best people I'm hiring today, believe it or not, the best employees I'm hiring right now are in their 50s and 60s. And I've got employees who are in their 70s who are retiring now. I've got one remarkable woman who's worked for us for 18 years, and she's in her 70s. She's retiring. And she is one of the sharpest and most self-disciplined and most remarkable women that I've ever met in my life. And she runs circles around these 22-year-old morons who don't know how to do a damn thing. She's in her 70s, and she's more capable than these young 20-something kids. That just goes to show you how much is being lost by today's youth and, you know, today's education system and today's left cult, cultural indoctrination system that just teaches everybody how to be a victim rather than teaching kids how to succeed. So, as this ripples through the age wave over the next few decades, you're going to see a massive, really a collapse in society. It's coming because a lot of these youth can't do a damn thing. They wouldn't even know how to make a water filter out of sand and charcoal and a bucket. You know, they don't know anything. I'm surprised they can pump gas. I'm surprised they can put gas into their car. Frankly, I'm surprised they can drive, and increasingly, they don't drive. It's just stunning. In any case, Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, with some social commentary. Read my website, naturalnews.com. I've got the upcoming video alternative to YouTube called real.video, so register there. And of course, I've also got my podcast called healthrangerreport.com. Listen to more podcasts there. Thank you for your support. Thank you for being who you are. If you're listening to this, you're obviously an intelligent, informed, mature adult. If you have kids, I bet your kids are among the very best out there because, you know, you challenge them, no doubt. If you're listening to this, you know, you're among the top 0.001% of society in terms of being intelligent, responsible, and independent-minded. So thank you for who you are as well, and I appreciate your support. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.